Audio track 11 is about a nation of liberty under God. America from the beginning was a nation under God. America's leaders always saw themselves as having an obligation to acknowledge and obey God's commandments. Those who were in government thought themselves given a duty as ministers of God to cultivate obedience to God's commandments in our society. We've always been a nation under God. It may be that a phrase was added to the Pledge of Allegiance more recently, but the concept and the actual explicit phrase of America being a nation under God goes back to the very founding of this country. We are living in a day where secularism is rewriting history, and there are many people who believe that our government was intended to be a secular government. And that's just a complete myth. Our government was always under God. There was always a law above the law, and that law came from God, and not the God of Osama bin Laden, by the way. So whenever anybody tries to restore our government's duty to acknowledge God in some way, for government's duty to allow free exercise of religion and worship of God and obedience to God, whenever that happens, the ACLU and the secularists and those who are in favor of the separation of church and state, which really means the separation of God and state, will accuse us of trying to impose a theocracy. The word theocracy literally means God rules. And if God rules the nation, then the nation is a nation under God. So any nation that claims to be a nation under God is by definition a theocracy. And America was a Christian theocracy. People don't like the word theocracy. They think of ayatollahs and mullahs and priests and police, clergy and so forth. It has nothing to do with clergy of any kind. Priests, mullahs, ayatollahs, nothing. It has to do with everyone in society acknowledging that they have a duty to obey God's commandments and that they are under God. They are not over God. They are not the God of anyone else's conscience or behavior. They are under God. And that's what we'll be talking about in this 11th audio track. We'll be going through the Supreme Court's decision in 1892, which declared America to be a Christian nation. We'll look at the proof, the evidence for that claim that the court gave us, plus a whole lot more. And we'll be talking about the idea that every government, every institution, every part of human society, every association, every network, every group, every family, every individual needs to be under God. And that was a goal, that was an objective, that was a requirement that America's founding fathers acknowledged. We'll see how they acknowledged it. We'll see how they did not create a secular government, but they created a Christian theocracy.